We have been discussing Bhagavad Gita. The second chapter, the Lord has very elaborately explained the constitutional position of the living entity. And the whole first portion of the sixth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, is divided into three portions. The first six chapters, the second six chapters, and the third six chapters. Actually, just like this book, there are two hard covers, and in the middle, there is a substance writing. So the first six chapters, they are just like two coverings, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And the middle six chapters, well protected, that is Bhakti Yoga. So at the end of the first six chapters, Krishna concludes the yoga system. In the sixth chapter, he has explained the Sankhya Yoga system and the concluding portion of the Sankhya Yoga system is Yoginamati Sarvesham Madhgata Antaratmana Sadhyavan Bhajati Yoman Sami Yuttutamo. This is the conclusion of the yoga system. People generally, they are attracted by the yoga system. So, the yoga system means always thinking of Krishna. That is samadhi. So, 5,000 years ago, when when this yoga system was discussed between Krishna and Arjuna frankly admitted that this system was very difficult for him. He thought himself as a grihastha and a military man, so concentration of the mind and sitting in a posture and looking on the point of the nose, so many systems, find out a secluded place alone and observing so many rules and regulations, asana, dhyana, dharana, pranayama. So he thought it difficult for him. Therefore, Krishna, in order to encourage him, that although he could not practice the Ashtanga Yoga system, still there was no cause of disappointment. He concluded, therefore, tapasvi bhavadiko yogi jnani ho api mapurika or nibhavchadhiko yogi tasmad yogi bhavad. He insisted, why you are sitting like that? Sleeping? You sleep, you don't sit like So the conclusion is, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam samijuktutamo. This is the conclusion. That of all yogis who is always thinking of me, sadhyavan, without being sadhyavan, sadhya is the beginning of everything. Faith, sadhya, respect. If you have no respect for Krishna, if you have no faith in Krishna, there is no advancement of spiritual life or global life. That's what he says, sadhava. Adho sadhya, the beginning of spiritual life is sradhya, faith. Adho sadhya. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. That's about faith. And faith has been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as faith means vishwas. So he explains saddha sabde vishwas sudhira nishcha. Sudhira nishcha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva parma krita. This is the saddha. Saddha means firm faith. As Krishna says, sarva-dhanmān parityajya-māmekam saraṇam vraja. So unless one has got faith, why one should consider himself that I must be completely surrendered to Krishna? Unless one has got faith. Therefore, faith is the beginning. And to create faith, Krishna has explained about himself in the whole Bhagavad Gita. So one who is fortunate after reading Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, he will have a strong faith in Krishna. If you have failed to achieve this status of faith, then there is no question of problems. That is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Saddha sabde vishwas sudhira nishcha. Saddha means firm faith with conviction. Yes, if I surrender to Krishna, then all my business will be perfect. All my spiritual life will be perfect. Therefore Krishna said, sudhyavan bhajati, with sadhya, with full faith. Adu sadhya, beginning is sadhya. If one has developed a little sadhya, just like we are giving chance throughout the whole world by this propaganda, opening centers, to create little sadhya. And if the sadhya is there, then next stage is sadhu sangha. If one wants to become Krishna conscious, if he has developed a little faith in it, the next stage is to associate with sadhu. And who is sadhu? Sadhu, sadhava, sadhu bhusana. Titiksava, karunika, srida, sarva-bhutanam. The sadhu means very tolerant. In another place, sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhajate mām ananabhā, sadhu reyo samant. Apite sudurāchāra bhajate māmanannava. Sādhu reyusa. In another place in the Bhagavad, the sādhu is described, titiksava kārunika, suhida sarva-bhūtānā. अजात सत्तम शांता साधव साधु भूषण साधु फर्स्ट क्वालिफिकेशन इज ही मस्ट बी ए स्टॉन्स डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्ण और गॉड व्हाट एवर ही से दैट इज साधु दैट इज द बेसिक थिंग दैट रिलीजन मीन्स टू अवॉइड बाई द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ गॉड दैट इज इट एंड साधु मीन्स हु इज staunchly a devotee of Krishna. These are the description of sadhu. Therefore, sadhu sangha means to associate with devotees, those who are devotees of Krishna. That is sadhu sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in another place said, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri kar. लवमात्र साधु संग साधु संग साधु संग सर्व लवमात्र साधु संगे सर्व सिद्धि साधु संग इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट इफ यू कैन एसोसिएट विथ रियल साधु मीन्स रियल डिवोटी अनअडल्टरेटेड डिवोटी Then the recommendation is that simply by associating with sadhu, all perfection is done. By simply associating. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastriko, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. So, this is very practical. We have got little experience how sadhu sangha is taught. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. First thing is faith. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Tata bhajala kriya. Tata anarthane vitti syat. ततो निष्ठा ततो रुचि तथा शक्ति ततो भाव साधका नाम अयं प्रेम पादुद्भावी भवेत क्रम दीज आर दी स्टेप्स क्रम क्रम मीन्स वन आफ्टर अनदर सो हाउ आर दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इज And again, just to create little faith in Krishna. Then, the person whom we are trying to help, his business is to associate his path. Satam prasangad mava bija sangvida. Ritkarna rasana tatha. Satam prasangad. If we discuss Krishna consciousness, bodhayantam parasparam, tushantika ravantika. Everywhere it is the same thing. So, the sraddha is required, then sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya. If anyone actually, seriously, associate with sadhu, the next stage will be bhajana kriya. How to worship bhajanakriya. Tata anartha nivittisya. Then anartha. Anartha means unnecessary things. We have practiced so many unnecessary things in our life. But the unnecessary things, when they are too much strong, that becomes sinful life. Unless the modern civilization is simply meant for creating unnecessary necessities of so we are becoming deviated from God. The more we are advancing in so-called material civilization, we are more becoming far away from God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Jaro vidyasa mayara vaibhava. তোমার ভজনে বাধা। জড়বিদ্যা, দি মেটেরিয়াল এডুকেশন, দে আর সিম্পলি প্যারাফার্নালিয়া অফ দি ইলিউশনারি এনার্জি, মায়ার বৈভব। And the effect of this advancement of material civilization means stopping one's relationship with God. Jara vidya sa mayara vaibha, tovara bhajane badha, anitta samsare. Anitta means this temporary life. This everyone, we are in this material world. Stay for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. That is temporary. In the unlimited time, a duration of life, say of 100 years, that is nothing. It is not even a point. It is very temporary. But in this temporary life, we are addicted to so many unnecessary things and we are forgetting our real business. How to go to home, back to home, back to God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur laments. He was a great responsible government officer, magistrate, but a great devotee of the law. And he is one of the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he writes about his own experience. যে জড় বিদ্যা সব মায়ার বৈভব তোমার ভজনে বাধা। দ্য মোর উই মেক অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট ইন দি টেম্পোরারি মেটেরিয়ালিস্টিক পাম্পাস, দি মোর উই বিকাম ইমপ্লিকেটেড ইন আননেসেসারি থিংস অ্যান্ড দে আর ইম্পেডিমেন্টস ফর মেকিং প্রোগ্রেস ইন স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ। দ্যাট ইজ ইজ ওপিনিয়ন অ্যান্ড দ্যাটস এ ফ্যাক্ট। উই আর সিইং ইন Western countries, they are still more materially advanced, but spiritually they are dull, blocked, spiritually. Very difficult to convince them spiritually. Sadhu Sangha, by association of sadhu, one can achieve advancement in spiritual life. Then all shastras, it is recommended that associate. Chanakya Pandit, the great politician, you know, he also says, taja dujjana sangam, taja dujjana sangam, bhaja sadhu samadhanam, taja dujjana sangam, give up association with bad elements. What are the bad elements? That you also explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A devotee asked him, what should be the behavior of a person who is spiritually inclined? Or Vaishnava. Spiritually inclined means Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that asasanga tyagi vaishnavata. Those who are interested in spiritual life are to become a devotee. The first business is to give up the association of bad elements. Asasanga tyagi vaishnavata. The one line. The next question is, then who is asat? Asat as Sri Sangi Krishna Bhakta. He has described his asat. Sri Sangi. Sri Sangi means those who are unnecessarily addicted to women. One should be married, one must have children. That is not illicit association. But otherwise, Krishna also says, dharma avuriddha kamasmi aham. Kama, lust, sex life, which is not against religious principle, that I am higher. That kind of lust I am. So, dharma. So, according to religious system, people should not be cats and dogs or hogs in the matter of sex life. They must have regulated life. They must have married wife, married husband, and only for nice children they should be nice. These are the descriptions given by the Vinshati Prakar, Dharma Shastra, Manushangita. Not otherwise. Therefore it is called Grihastha Ashram. Ashram. Sannyasa Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, everything is Ashram. We can understand as soon as this word is used, Ashram, it means there is some spiritual change or spiritual life. So, Grihastha, that is also spiritual life. One may live with wife and children and execute spiritual life. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all Grihasthas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also was Grihastha. So, to become Grihastha is not a disqualification. But to live as a Grihastha, according to the injunction of this Astra, that is required. That is, Krishna says, dharma avuddhakam, which is not against religious principle, that sort of lust I am. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asatat sri-sangi, that means one who is not satisfied, religious life with wife, that kind, he is asadhu. He is asadhu. Krishna, sri-sangi and Krishna abhav. He summarizes the description of asadhu in two words. One who is too much addicted to sense enjoyment, and one who is not a devotee of Krishna. He is asadhu. So, Krishna has also described that Ramanuskritanam Mula Prapadjante Naradhama Maya Aparitakyana Asuri Bhavamasita. So there are many descriptions in many shastras that one should avoid asadhu and try to associate with sadhu. Then his life will be successful. Because human life is meant for spiritual advancement of life, not for advancement of eating, sleeping, mating, and defecting. That is cats and dogs' life. Human life means advancement in spiritual life. Suppose it bang, putraka, jena, Suddhe the Satta. We have to purify our existence. That people do not know what is impure existence and what is pure existence. They do not know. There is no education. There is no science. Because they do not understand that we are living entities, we are part and parcel of God. God is eternal, so I am also eternal. God is always fresh, I am also fresh. Nitya Shashvatayam, Purana, although Krishna is the oldest person. Krishna is Adi Purush. He must be the oldest. Navajauvana. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusa Navajauvan. This is Krishna's teacher. He is the Adi Purush, the oldest. Aham Adi Hidhi Vala Krishna says, I am the origin of all the demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. The Brahma Sangita supports it, that Adyam Purana Purusha, Lord Brahma says, the Lord is Adyam, he is the origin. Krishna also says, Aham Sarvatra Prabhava, Matta Sarvang Prabhata. The Vedanta says, Janmadi Yasya Yata, Janmadasya Yata, the Supreme Lord. So he is the oldest. And we being part and parcel, we are also the oldest. Nitya Nityanam, Chaitana Chaitananam, we are also Nitya. And Krishna is also Nitya. We are also living entity with knowledge. Krishna is also living entity with knowledge. Simply, he is our leader. He is the supreme, that's all. So, we do not know how our existence has been polluted. That we do not. We are just like cats and dogs. We are taking birth and dying without any knowledge. Bhutta, bhutta, pragiyat. But this is not our position. Our position is as good as Krishna. Krishna is all-powerful. We are minus. He is Vibhu, we are Anu. That is the difference. Otherwise, qualitatively, we are all one. So, why you are under this obligation of taking birth and dying again? This is our impure existence. This is our impure existence. So this human form of life is meant for purify this existential position. No more birth, no more death. As soon as there is birth, there is death. If there is no birth, there is no death. So, this can be done simply by Krishna consciousness. Simply by developing Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me vidvam, jujanati tat. Vidvam, this very word is used, vidvam. So, we have to undergo austerities, penances, for this vidvam, for transcendental life. Vidvam. Tapo vidvam, little tapasya. In the Kali Yuga, we cannot perform very severe. Krishna is very kind. He has given us different opportunities for elevating to our transcendental life in different ages. In this age, because we are so fallen and so limited and so badly associated, that it is very difficult to undergo severe austerities and penances. We cannot go into the forest. We cannot perform yoga systems very nicely. We cannot perform yajnas. We cannot worship the Lord in temple very nicely. So many difficulties. Therefore, Shastra has given us concession. Kalauta dhari ki tanas. In this age, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Mahal, one can be alleviated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed. Ya hoite sarva siddhi hoive toma. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you'll get all perfection. All perfection. So, everything is there, but we do not wish to take advantage. Tapasya, human life is meant for tapasya. We know in our Indian history, all big, big kings, they went to the forest, tapasya. The king Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharat Varsha, he left his kingdom young wife, children, everything, at the age of 24. And he went for tapasya. So the Pandavas also, everyone, the last stage of life should be specially meant for tapasya. Not that up to the point of death we shall remain addicted to this worldly life. No. This life is meant for purifying our existence. That means stop this cycle of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. We should always keep in front. We may think we may be prapta as very much advanced in material comfort. But you may do so, but at the same time, you should keep in front janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You should always think the what advancement we have met. Have you stopped dying? Have you stopped birth? There are so many contraceptive methods. But the population is increased. The birth is going on. Similarly, we have discovered so many nice medicines that people are dying. You cannot stop this birth death. They are trying to remain as young men, as young women, but they are getting older. So, intelligent man should always keep in front that what advancement we have made. Simply struggle. A struggle, a heavy struggle, a hard struggle. That struggle, how we are thinking, this is advancement. The struggling just like ass. The whole day and night you are working. Actually, I am working very hard, but I am thinking that I have advanced. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. We are trying to find out so many medicines, so many humanitarian work. What is that? There is famine. There is struggle. Why don't you do something so that people will not be anymore in famine, anymore in distress? There will be no more scarcity of water. That is required. So, these are the problems. So, however we may solve all these problems, the problem of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease, that cannot be stopped. Either you become Brahma or something like that. That is not possible. That is possible only by Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mām upeta kaunteya dukkhālayam mathāsatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna saṃsiddhīṁ paramāna. Mām upeta kaunteya. Dukkhalayam athasat. This world is recommended by the creator of this world as dukkhalayam athasat. It is a place for miseries, and that also temporary. If you want to make compromise, or like it may be miserable life, I will stay here. That also will not be allowed. He will be kicked out after some days. You may try to become very comfortable, good income, good bank balance, or nice wife, nice car, but one day it will come, it will be kicked out. Please get out. Finish. Mrityu sarva harasya hum. Krishna says that I am mrityu. I take out everything at that time. Finish everything. So, this is our foolishness, that we are trying to be happy in a place which is recommended by the Creator Himself, dukkhalayam mathas. Dukkhal, this is called foolishness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Anitya Sansare Mohan, we are already in a distressed place and we are increasing our distressed condition of life. That means we are becoming more and more ass by the name of so-called advancement of education. Jaravidyasa mayara vaibhav tomar bhajaneva. If by advancement of civilization we forget God and forget the mission of our life, and that is nothing but to become like an ass. Unnecessary work. The ass, the example is given the ass, because ass has no sense. He works very hard. The girl got experience. The washerman's ass. It is loaded with 3 tons of cloth and takes it to the ghat and again drinks it. And what is the result? He gets little grass. That's all. But he has no sense that this grass I can get anywhere where I am so working hard for this washer. And therefore it is ass. I take 4 chapatis, but I am working so hard that there is no limit of my party. And one day, Krishna comes, please get out. Finish. So we are all asses. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna de bhaje sevara chotu. Only intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, all else. Krishna de bhaje sevara chotu. So that bhajan, Krishna is teaching at his beginning, the yoga system, yoginamati sarvesam. Madhagata antarasana sadhyavan gajate jo ma samedhitam. He is first class yogi. So, we shall discuss first class yogi from tomorrow again. Thank you.
Sir, both
extended
society, succeeding in India,
from
promoting Krishna
consciousness. Now, you have come, it is success. It is success. You have come to Krishna consciousness. That is our success. Formerly you are not coming, now you have come. So that is our success. Because there is great propaganda to cut down by your leaders. They are naturally inclined. Anyone who takes birth in India, it is to be supposed that in his past life you are spiritual. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja. There is great opportunity for persons who are born in India for spiritual advancement. Unfortunately, by force, by propaganda, we are suppressing. That is the cause. We are suppressing. Otherwise, still we get experience. We hold this Hare Krishna festival in Calcutta, Bombay, and other places here also, many thousands of people are coming. Because at heart there is Krishna consciousness, but by external forces they are being suppressed. That is going on. It is not natural, it is unnatural. Natural is every Indian is Krishna conscious. That is natural. By artificial means they are being suppressed. This is the misfortune of the present day of India. Can be done. There is no, in the educational system, no Bhagavad Gita. You see? How much unfortunate, one Indian girl in Berkeley University, She asked me, Swamiji, what is God? Yes, she is Indian, where God takes birth, Ramchandra Krishna. And she is now material advanced. Now she is asking, what is God? This is our food. The land where gods come, from that land is advanced students asking, what is God? This is our advance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Is it necessary that God should be worshipped in particular form only?
Well, there is only one form. Bhakti. There is no other form. It is not a particular, it is the only. Just like there are 9 holes in your body. The only one hole will be used for eating, not other holes. If you push your foodstuff in other holes, it will be useless. Similarly, God is one, and to understand God, the only process is bhakti. That's all. There is no other process. This is in the Shastra. God says, Bhaktamam Abhijanati. Only through devotion one can understand me. So not the devotee has discovered. God says, this is the only way. If you want to know God, you must know Him by the process He recommends. Don't discover your own way. Not that jatamat satapat. You discover all rascal, moth and God is devil. No. If you want to know God, then this is the only. Bhaktamāvajyāna. Javāna jacchāmi. Tattva. That is the only way. There is no other way. Chant.